चरण से ऑप्शन कौन था जब भक्ति सिद्धांत स्थिति में स्थान लेते हैं एट दैट टाइम व्हेन ही भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर आई नो सम That time. Why he came to preach Unnat Ujjwal Bhav and what is Unnat Ujjwal Bhav? So, this Mahapurush came as a son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jagannath Puri. He was very bold and brave, qualified acharya. So, in a couple of years, he collected the cream of society, very young and energetic and qualified boys, and he made them brahmachari and sannyasi. He gave them renounce order to so many, all were very qualified. I see that no one renounce order sannyasi have fallen down in the, among the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. No one. Only they can fall down who are very aggressive to Gurudev, disobeying him and making offenses. So only one was like this. But he was not sannyasi in the time of Prabhupada. Anyhow, his one of the branch, his hand was Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who came to Western countries and preached his mission everywhere in the world. You know all these things. How he opened preaching centers, how he published, translated and published authentic books, how he sent his mission to England and here and there, and he inspired Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj to preach in English and Western countries. So he came. I become wonder that when I saw that his preaching centers were in the midst of ocean,
mountain,
in mountains, in midst of forests, everywhere. Those who had never seen him, but there, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. His Kirtan mission and Prasad distribution, book distribution, everywhere in the world, in every language. This is very miracle. Only a powerful, inspired from Krishna,
Shakta Vesavatar
can do like this. Preach in every language and every countries of the world. So he did so miracle. a revolution came in religious thoughts. And due to His mercy, you are assembled here also in the midst of ocean in Cebu. He sent His brahmachari, sannyasis and grihastha bhakta everywhere in the world. He will speak some words in His glorification. After that I will speak about Diksha. What is called Diksha? Why to take Diksha from a bona fide guru? What is the meaning of Diksha? What is relationship with Krishna? And if anyone is not taking Diksha from bona fide guru, then what becomes? So in this subject we will deal. First he should speak in brief the life history of Srila Prabhupada.
Om Jnanatmiran Dharsya Jnanam Jumshavakaya Chakshurunamilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamare Sri Vaisavanari Devi Dayataya Kripagdai Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayame Prabhave Nama Madhurya Ujjvala Premadya Sri Rupa Roga Bhakti Da Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gaurabani Sri Murtai Dinatarne Rupa Roga Guru Dhapa Siddhanta Dhanta Harne Vancha Kalpataru Vascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Yama. First of all, I'm offering my humble Dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev. Nityadila Pravishna Om Vishnu Parasto Tarasata Shri Shimad Besi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurus, Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And to my Rupanuga Guru Varga, especially on this transcendental holy appearance and disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I'm offering my unlimited humble obeisances to him, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis here in this assembly. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the life history and the glorious unlimited achievements of this great Mahapurusha, divine personality, who came within this world to transmit this great message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. So as Srila Gurudev has told, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he appeared in the most holy place of Sri Jagannath Puri Dham as the son of also the great, great personality who was the rectifier of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of that time, Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As Gurudev told, at that time, so many hundreds of years after the disappearance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by the influence of Kala, by the influence of material time, the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the true, pure line of teachings had become covered over. Like when dark clouds come into the sky, the sun becomes covered. Sun can actually never be covered, but it appears that the sun has been covered by the dark clouds. So at that time, although there were great personalities who were truly following the true line of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, but the general public, their impression was that this Vaishnava Dharma, this Gaudiya Vaishnava, is just for low-class people. Because at that time, there were so many apa-sampradayas. That means lines, sampradayas, which were unauthorized and which were not following the actual teachings of Mahaprabhu, but yet they're claiming to be followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these apa-sampradayas, like weeds, they grew up everywhere, very quickly, sprouting here and there. And therefore, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as was given by the holy acharyas of our line, Rupanuga acharyas, this was not known to the educated class of people. They looked down upon Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because at that time, Gaudiya Vaishnavas were simply begging in the name of Mahaprabhu, and not following the actual principles given by Mahaprabhu, smoking, drinking, illicit sex, and so many other very sinful, low activities in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they were doing kirtan, but very often they were doing kirtan for money, being paid. Like Gurudev mentioned, in India, when someone is taken, at the time when he leaves his body and he is taken on a palanquin, then there is some kirtan party that goes along with the dead body to be burned at the ghat. So very often they would hire these Vaishnavas and they would do kirtan, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So like this, the impression in the educated minds of the upper class people of society was that this Lord Chaitanya's movement is just for uneducated and low people. So Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote so many very important shastras to bring to light the great teachings of the acharyas, the Rupanuga acharyas. And he made these available to the class of people in India at that time, especially in Bengal. He wrote in very beautiful, simple Bengali language, so it was very understandable to them. But he had a very powerful mission that he needed to rectify this reputation of Mahaprabhu's movement and to infuse within human society the real message of Mahaprabhu, to spread this far and wide. So at that time, he prayed very earnestly, just as Sri Advaita Acharya prayed earnestly that Krishna, you please come and descend. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also prayed to Lord Gauranga that he sends one of his own persons, his own Nitya Parishad, eternal associates, to come into this world to give a very powerful injection. So, by the calling of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his prayer was answered, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared as his son in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. And at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very prominent position. He was the chief magistrate in the law courts of Jagannath Puri, and he was also in charge of the Jagannath temple, the ancient Jagannath temple. All of the puja and deity worship was going on under his direction. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very well known in society. And now he had the birth of his very beautiful new son. And he named him Bimala Prasad. Because Bimala Devi is the deity in the temple of Lord Jagannath, which represents Sri Lakshmi Devi. And all the offerings of Lord Jagannath are given to Bimala Devi. And Bimala Devi is ultimately a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. So the mercy, Bimala Prasad, the mercy of Bimala Devi, he named him like this, Bimala Prasad. So then this young baby, when he was very young, then the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival was taking place. And most of you know that in Jagannath Puri Dham, this is a very, very huge festival. For thousands and thousands of years, but especially since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this festival is observed with so much Hari Kirtan. So the a procession was coming along the main road as it does every single year from the Jagannath Mandir going to the Gundicha Mandir. And at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house was located just along this roadside, the birthplace where Srila Prabhupada appeared. And when the cart was coming, by the will of Lord Jagannath, the cart stopped. No one could move it. And it stopped just there in front of the house. At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed that his wife should bring the baby and place him on the cart, on Jagannath, at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. When he was brought, then immediately the garland on the body of Lord Jagannath fell on this beautiful baby. And everybody could understand, oh, here is a great Mahapurush personality. So from his very birth, even when he was born, he had the umbilical cord tied like a Brahmin thread around his neck. So all symptoms of a great Mahapurush were manifested in him from early childhood. He had such brilliant intelligence that even in very young age, at the age of 5 years old, he had memorized entire Bhagavad Gita, and also he could give commentary on the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Even when he was a very tiny boy, he was so conscious of the worship of the Supreme Lord that once, just when he was 2-3 years old, and he was wandering into the room where they keep the bhog, like the fruits and the vegetables and such, which are offered to the Supreme Lord in their home. And he was, at that time, wandering in there, and he took one mango, and he began to eat. At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, and he saw the young boy, and he told, oh, this is not proper, you should not take mango.
This is not a right expression.
No, this is the way we heard. We heard this.
Because ISKCON leaders have told you.
No, from
our group. Who? Never.
Okay, so how is
it? It is wrong. When he was in Chaitanya Math,
Mayapur.
In his old age.
In what?
Old age.
His last days.
He was very fond of mango. So there was no season of mango. But he wished that I should take a mango and give to Thakurji and offer, and then I should take. But next moment, he saw that from Bombay, a parcel of so many mangoes, very best mango, came.
Postman came with them.
And told that Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati, for him, it has been sent from Bombay. When he heard and took all the mangoes, he offered to Krishna. But he told that in life I will not take again mango. And he gave up for his whole life for Krishna. This is the story. Go on. But not so very.
So in this way, Srila Prabhupada grew through his childhood and was educated, sent to very good quality institutions to learn all the necessary knowledge. But really he was interested only in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would concentrate on these shastras. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he considered his father, although he was father, but he considered him to be direct manifestation of Srimati Radharani. And he accepted him as guru, not seeing him just as father. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, as he grew older, then it was time also for him to take diksha, initiation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had given him Harinam in his early childhood. And also he gave him one Kurma deity that was found when they had excavated the place where, in Calcutta, wasn't it?
Yes,
Calcutta. Rampagan. They found a Kurma deity, deity of Kurma Dev. And so this was given to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in his childhood. He used to perform archana to this deity.
Ram Bhagavan.
So Srila Prabhupada, now Vimala Prasad, was told by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that there is one great Siddha Mahapurush personality, great exalted Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, living in Sri Navadvip Dham. And that was Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was the personification of renunciation and transcendental worship of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. He was considered on the level of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation. And he was constantly absorbed in the eternal pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. But he was very renounced and very secluded away from society, and he was not accepting any disciples. But nevertheless, Srila Vimala Prasad was told to approach, and when he came and approached there to that place, and he asked to Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, please accept me as your disciple. And Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji told, oh, I am not qualified to accept you. You are coming from a very elevated position in society. You are also so highly educated. And what am I? I am only illiterate. I am not able to read and write. So I cannot accept. So Srila Vimala Prasad, he was very much hurt by this. And he returned to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him he must go again. So then, when he came, he again begged at the lotus feet of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And with such earnestness and tears in his eyes, that Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj told, all right, well, I will ask permission from my Gauranga. And if he gives permission then I will accept. So Srila Vimala Prasad went away, and then at another time, he again returned. And he asked to Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, so, please tell me, what has your Gauranga Mahaprabhu told? And he said, oh, well, I forgot to ask him. So in this way, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was showing his reluctance. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada threw himself at the lotus feet of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, and he begged him, please accept me, otherwise I cannot maintain my life, crying and weeping. So finally, he gave his mercy, and he accepted him. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he became the one and only disciple of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he was always preaching under the direction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But in the old age, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very old, and he was manifesting his pastime of retiring from the world, then he gave the entire mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sri Vimala Prasad. Vimala Prasad also had been so highly educated. He was greatly, greatly learned in the science of astrology. He had been given the title Saraswati, very high title in the societies of astrologers. So from the material education side, he was so highly advanced in knowledge. And from the spiritual side, he knew all Shastra and all Siddhanta. And one time, there was a meeting which took place, because at that time, there was a dispute which had arisen in society between Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Because at that time, there were many Smarta Brahmanas. Smarta means that they're following Smriti, just the rules and regulations. But they're not Vaishnava. They're many also impersonalists. So, but they were claiming that in the Vedas, in the Vedic Shastras, the position of the Brahmana is the very highest position. And the Vaishnavas were telling, no, actually according to Shastra, the Vaishnava position is higher, and a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had fallen ill at that time, and he could not go to this meeting, where very many great, great Mahabhagavats were there. So he sent his son, his young son. At that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was young. And this was his first appearance giving a lecture to such a large audience in the society at the time. So he came there, and he had prepared himself with a completely amazing, astonishing collection of quotations from all the different shastras, and had written a very deep, extensive essay to prove that the Vaishnavas are the highest. So in this meeting, it's a very famous event, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came there, and they allowed him to speak. At first, the brahmanas were sitting on one side, and the Vaishnavas were sitting on the other side. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he at first began to tell from Shastra how exalted are the position of brahmanas. And all the brahmanas hearing all these quotations from Shastra, oh, they were beaming and smiling, and they were very pleased. And he went on like this for hours, explaining this. So finally, the meeting adjourned because it had become too late. And the next day he returned. And in the morning time, he began to discuss the position of the Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas' position, he began to glorify them for many, many hours. And then it became very clear to all in the society that were there in the assembly that he had thoroughly given the evidence from the Shastras, and unanimously everybody agreed that he had presented the final conclusion. So everybody was glorifying him, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati became very well known from that time. So when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was still on the planet, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he took a vow that he would chant 1 billion names. That means 1,000 million holy names of Krishna. And this would take approximately 10 years to complete, chanting 3 lakhs, that means 300,000, that 192 rounds per day. And he began to perform this vow of Harinam, and he performed this vow for so many years. In any condition, he was chanting and chanting. Even if it was raining, he was chanting. He had one little hut. Even there was some hole in the rooftop, and he's holding an umbrella and chanting his Harinam. So no matter what condition, he kept this vow, and he completed this vow. So in the completion of this vow, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to him, along with his associates in Panchatattva, and they told him that now you should begin your preaching. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he began to start the Gaudiya Math. And at that time also, his Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, had disappeared from the world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta began the preaching mission of Sri Gaudiya Math. And this Gaudiya Math, as Gurudev told, this was the true manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. There is so much to speak about this, also other speakers and Gurudev himself. So I'm ending my talk here on Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Radha.
Jai Jai Radha Rama.
she told, and also I also told, some glorification of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami Thakur. He was the first personality that he gave diksha to non-Brahmin too, and to Brahmin also. So smart Brahman were very much
against of him.
Against of him.
Dead against.
Dead against. He published so many books. He opened so many preaching centers here, there. He himself gave diksha to ladies also. Before, it was very rare. And thus, a revelation came. What is diksha? A realized soul, really guru. Those who have no realization of Krishna, they don't know the deep meaning of Veda, Shastra, Upanishad. How can they give diksha? Diksha means the ksha, two letters. Sanskrit, all words have some meaning. The Dipya Gyan. Ksha to
wash out.
What Dipya Gyan? What is this world? Who created this world? Why created? Who is Krishna? What is Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, all? Who knows all these things? Tasmat Gurum Prapaddet Ityadi. It has been told. The qualities of Guru. If he knows all kinds of Shastra, even, he knows. He can quote millions of slokas, but he is not realized, he is not really good. And he should be detached from worldly desires, sense gratifications. Then he is guru. Then he gives Dipya Gyan, and by this, a tendency to do sin goes away forever. Worldly desires goes away. Nothing to do with offenses. So if this symptom is there, then he is guru. And if we are not initiated like that, then what to do? We should change our guru. Even guru. Because we want our relationship with Krishna. Those who will give, they are guru. They have no like such relations and always falling down. How they can be guru? So their diksha will not be active. Never. So what Jiva Goswami and others are telling, and what Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. In a brief, Madhava Maharaj speaks something. In brief, otherwise now 7. I want to finish within 7:30.
Janasalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatalubhascha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanan Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. After that, I pay my humble obeisances to our Guru Parampara, especially Prabhupada Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose disappearance day we are observing. And I pay my obeisance to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here. As Srila Gurudev commanded me about the Diksha and who is Guru, what is the necessity of initiation, from whom we shall take initiation, etc. You have heard from Srila Gurudev. What is Diksha? We know from scriptures, Dibba Gyanam Yato Daddat Kuryat Papasa Sanchayam Tasma Diksha Kisha Prakta Desikai Tatta Kovidai. Who can give us by which anusthan?
Process.
By which process we can get Dibba Gyan, transcendental knowledge? Who am I? Why I come in this world? Why I feel these triple miseries, and how I can get rid of these three miseries? And who is Krishna? Especially, what is relation between myself and Krishna? Who can give this knowledge is qualified to Guru? And which process we can adopt it or gain all this knowledge? This is Diksha. Who is Guru? And why we shall take initiation from a bona fide Gurudev? Guru means spiritual master, an expert in spiritual life. He is Guru. Just like in this world, if you want to be an expert in any art, you have to go to school. If you want to be a computer scientist, you have to go in computer school. If you want to be a very expert in medical science, you have to go to medical college. And similarly, if you want to make your life successful and want to maintain your spiritual life, then you have to go some spiritual master, his Guru. We may think, I can do by myself, just like we are doing business, this and that. Why we shall accept Guru? Like a broker or mediator? Why shall give my attention and sadhana to him? Direct I can give to Krishna. What is harm? We shall discuss all these points. So who is Guru? Tasmat Gurum Prapadeita Jigyasu Syuttamam Sabdei Parichani Sanatam Brahmanupa Samasvayam. Karma Vighata Jigyasa. When you are hesitated by karma, always problem and problem, then you came to know under guidance of an expert how I can make my life successful. Always one after another problem is coming and harass me. So you go to an expert person. Who is that? He is spiritual master. What is his qualification? He has two qualifications. One internal, another external. What is external qualification? Sabdeja Nishnatam. He must be qualified in all scriptures, all Vedic scriptures. If disciple has doubt, he can remove in a moment. And upasamasyam.
No. Sabde parecha.
Parecha
pare bolo ota. Na ye ke bolte hai.
Parecha nishnatam. And he must be realized so. He has seen Krishna and Krishna's pastimes always manifest in his heart. Eightfold pastimes. Krishna Bhagavan is called Ajit. None can conquer him. But bona fide Gurudev, one Uttam Bhagavat, he controlled Krishna in his heart by his love. None can bind Krishna. You have heard Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. How come? By her love. In the same way, a bona fide Gurudev controlled Krishna, bind Krishna inside his heart by his love. He must be realized soul, and upasamasyam must be detached from this material world. The role is Sankari for 3 W, OM, OM, and OIM.
Don't go towards.
Guru must not be hanker all these things, OM, OM, and OIM. He must be detached from the material world. Then he will be qualified Guru. We may think, why we shall give to our attention and Shraddha to Guru? We Gurudev, we can give direct to Krishna. If you want to serve Krishna, then Krishna will ask, have you any Guru? No. Then Krishna will accept you. Like, you have heard about Dhruva Maharaj, want to do bhajan. He has no Guru. So Bhagavan sent Sri Narada Rishi to give him initiation. After initiation, in 6 months, he took darshan of Bhagavan. So Guru is needed. What to say about human beings? Marjana Purushottam Sri Bhagavan Ramchandra took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna Chandra took initiation from Bhagavan Rishi.
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. And Prem Purushottam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. Even Bhagavan incarnate in this world, they are taking initiation. Why? To teach us. You must have to take initiation. Without initiation, your life never be successful. So Bhagavan told, Prathamantu Gurum Pujya Tatasteva Mamarchanam Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti Yannathani Sphalo Bhavet. Go and fast or take initiation from Guru, a bona fide Gurudev, and worship him and take his permission, then come to me. If you do so, then I shall accept your all offerings. Otherwise, I should not accept anything. So must have to go a bona fide Gurudev and surrender him and take initiation from him. Then Krishna will be pleased. If you think, no, I should not please Gurudev. Why I have taken initiation? What to make any connection? I can do what I want to do. You are neglecting Gurudev. You are insulting Gurudev or avoiding Gurudev. Then Krishna will be pleased. No, never. So it's mentioned in Kartani Samhita. Narayana vikriti jati guru prachitasya durubuddhe kamalam jaladapetam sasyati ravirna pasyati. Just like there is a pond and lotus is blossoming there due to sun rays. So if there is sun rays and lotus and pond, if you take the lotus out of the pond and put in the ground on the sun, is the sun blossoming that lotus? Never, it dried up. So what is the example here? Here pond is the devotee. The pond is Guru. And lotus is devotee. And sun is Bhagavan. If you be in under shelter of bona fide Gurudev, then Krishna's mercy is like sun rays blossoming you. Bhagavan mercy bestow on your heart, in your heart, and you blossom in your Krishna consciousness. If you be away from Gurudev, if you avoiding Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, then what will be? Krishna will burn your bhakti, never excuse you. So always must have to be under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev. It mentioned in scriptures, Guru never be rejected. It's a big offense. So, is there any case that Guru will be rejected? Yes, there are so many examples. It mentioned in scripture, especially Sri Jiva Goswami Pad.
But that Guru is not Guru, Aguru.
Yes.
Kangaru.
Yes. And other places, when Guru will be rejected, if Guru is not bona fide, means he is always criticized other Vaishnavas and want to steal the devotees or disciples wealth only. He nothing wanted. He demanded only disciples' wealth. They thought, disciples my asset, I shall enjoy them. He is not concerned for the developing of Krishna consciousness. Who are they? Are they bona fide Guru? No, they are Australian kangaroo. Like kangaroos, big pocket, keep their baby. Similarly, they have big pocket, they keep the all assets of disciples for their own sense enjoyment. Why? Because what they are doing? They are always criticizing Shuddha Vaishnavas. Don't go to him, don't go to him. I am only for you. I can deliver you from the whole world. You will be qualified guru if any Mahabhagavat is there, he will send his disciple. Like you know about Narottam Thakur, Samananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya. Narottam Thakur Guru was Loknath Goswami, so highly elevated. And Srinivas Acharya Guru was Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Samananda Prabhu's Guru was Hriday Chaitanya. All the liberated soul. Still they sent their disciple for their higher education, higher spiritual education to Jiva Goswami Pada in Vrindavan. They became very happy. Oh, our disciple will advance in Krishna consciousness. Though they sent their disciples. Ahi, any guru, so-called guru, is criticizing Vaishnavas, and what Jiva Goswami and other scriptures told? Guru rapi avaliptasya karja karja vajanata utpatha pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate. In Guru's chanting, not following proper Vaishnava philosophy, and not maintaining choreography principles, and always criticizing Vaishnavas, then parityago vidhiyate. You have to reject him. If you not do so, oh, you think he is qualified guru, how I can reject him? Then what is the result? Then Padma Puran and other Purans told, Tabu bhau narakam dharam brajata kalam akshayam. Then guru and disciple, both will go to hell without any hell, and they have to be there forever. Kalam akshayam, for unlimited time they have to be there. None can rescue them, either disciple or guru. So must have to be initiated by bona fide Gurudev. Then we think, if I reject bona fide, that so-called guru, how I can advance in Krishna consciousness? Because Bhagavan told Prathamantu Guru Pujya, then our scripture is answering you. Purascha grihita sammat, purascha grihita sammat, purascha dikshita bhavet vasnavad guru. You have to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev. Then Krishna will accept you, otherwise not possible. You think, oh, I have seen mantra in scriptures and so many books has been published, I can chant the mantra. What need to be initiated by bona fide Gurudev? Then our scripture is telling, Guru Diksha Vihinasya Natsiddhi Natsadgatim Tasmat Sada Prajatmena Guruna Dikshita Bhavet. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, and want to make your life successful, then what you have to do? Must have to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev. Otherwise, what to say about in spiritual life? Even you could not get any perfection, any karma, in spiritual karma, you must have to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev. Even a bona fide Gurudev testing you, no, I will not give you initiation, I am not so qualified, you can go other place. You have to pray him again and again. Just like you have heard from Sripad Padmana Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada want to take initiation from Srila Gaurakishore Swami Maharaj. Gaurakishore Swami told, oh, I am illiterate. I don't know how to sign my name even also. You are so literate. I am not qualified to give initiation. Then he approached again. Oh, I have to ask Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Then Prabhupada asked, have you asked? No, I forget. I have to ask again like this. He is testing. He want real initiation or not. Like you have heard from about Narottam Thakur. Loknath Goswami rejected him so many times. Then he offered insignificant service to clean his tools. Then he became priest. Minimum service. So, you must have to be initiated, otherwise Bhagavan will not be happy with you. So, whoever want to make his life successful and want to advance in Krishna consciousness must have to be initiated by a bona fide Gurudev, which symptom has been given our scripture, we discussed. So then you can make your life successful and advance in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhasta kripasindu bhayevacha
Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted one shloka. Vaishnava mukhod girna utam hari katha amritam Shadvan na
sarpochit
yathapaya. Those who are really not Vaishnav. But pose like Vaishnav. Tilak, kanthi mala big, shaved headed, red cloth, everything. But they don't obey their Gurudev. Then follow the line of their Gurudev. They don't know how to chant. I know so many renounced order sannyasis. They have no time to chant even one round. They have lost their feedback. And they are in very high position. So he has told, Avaishno mukhod girnam putam hari kathamritam sharanam naiva kartabhyam charposhi. Those who are not qualified Vaishno, real Vaishno, in real sense, if anyone will take Harinam or Diksha from him, that then it is like very high class of poison. Not Krishna Bhakti will come. What? Poison of Ahankar.
False ego.
And offenses will come. So we should be very careful. In the beginning, when we never knew that who is bona fide Guru, at that time we accepted anyone as a Guru. But after some time we realized that he is not a real Guru. Then we'll have to reject and to make new Vaishnava Guru. That is why in the time of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, so many so-called gurus, they were rejected. At the time of Prabhupada, so many were rejected. So if you want to make your life successful with devotional activities, then we will have to be initiated by any bona fide guru. This is the idea of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev, and all our Guru Param. Then we can realize what is pure name, what is namabhas name, and what is nama offensive name. Otherwise we cannot realize. So we must try to know all these things, try to avoid nama parad, Vaishnava parad, and all other things, and try to take even abhash name. Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murare brahmati nija dharma dhyane puja adi jatnam katamapi sakridatam mukti dham prani nam jatnam paramamritamekam jivanam bhusha madhura madhura metat mangalam. This name is the essence of all Vedic literature. This name, Krishna Ram. It is sweet of sweet. It is the essence of all the Vedas. Madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalanam sakala nigam valli satphalam chit sarupam sakritapyut. If anyone once time in his life he has called Krishna without offense, even namabhas, very easily he can conquer his death and all pain of endless birth and death. So you should have faith in Krishna. If you are not initiated by any guru and you are chanting name, that name will be offensive. That name will give only worldly position, name and fame and wealth, even offensive name. But if you are doing Namabhas, oh, Mukti will come. And more pure, with love and affection, that Krishna prema will come. And you will be qualified to go to Golok Vrindavan and to serve like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So our aim and object is now to have Krishna prema.